This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've been doing a series the past couple of months about the changing ways that we are shopping. And at the end of every story, we've been asking you how you shop now. And there's a theme that's become clear. A lot of you say you are trying to shop ethically. But here's the deal. Ethical shopping ain't easy. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that one.
The other day, Ellen Kennedy, who lives in Tacoma Park, Maryland, went hunting for Christmas gifts for some of her young cousins. She went to a store that sells toys for the ethical shopper, like Frisbees made from fabric, not plastic, and soccer balls that were not made using child labor.
Which is a big deal. I don't think people understand how often soccer balls are made by kids or in poor conditions.
Every time Kennedy even thinks about buying something, she considers where it was made, under what conditions, what it was made from, and where it's going to go when she's done with it.
Is it going to be used again? Is it going to wind up in the landfill? Is it going to biodegrade or just stick around for a few thousand years?
Kennedy shops with the environment in mind, and the local economy, and public health, and workers' rights, and it's not easy.
You can make an ethical choice in one issue and unwittingly cause a problem somewhere else.
Maybe you stop buying leather because animal welfare and the environment. But a lot of synthetic fabrics, like polyester, are made from fossil fuels and plastic, and they're not biodegradable.
It's just so hard to tease out how to be a good person, how to do the right thing.
It can also be hard to dig up details about where a product was made and under what conditions. And the ethical choice, if you can figure out what that is, can be expensive. Elena Robbins lives in southern Maine, and she has her eye on a new item of clothing made from cotton and rayon and stitched in Minnesota.
This pair of pants that has been in my shopping cart for the past 3 months that I'm not going to buy probably, but think about all the time.
She also thinks a lot about climate change, and the pants are made by a company that markets itself as sustainable, but they cost $160.
It's not like devil on my shoulder being like, you could buy 3 pairs of pants for the same price from The Gap or something.
So she hasn't bought the pants. That's how some shoppers answer these tough ethical questions. They just buy less.
It's about using what you currently have. So if it's clothing, to repair it and make sure that I get as many uses out of it as possible.
Shoba Phillips lives in LA and is the founder of an online retailer called Proclaim. It sells underwear and bras in shades designed specifically for women of color and made in part from recycled plastic bottles. Yes, she realizes that most retailers don't encourage people to shop less.
It's not how most fashion brands operate. I think, especially if it's a publicly traded company, their goal at the end of the day is to make money for their shareholders, which is usually by selling more product.
Regardless of what that means for workers or the environment. And that usual way of doing business leaves people who want to make ethical shopping choices with limited options. Emma Maris is an environmental writer in Oregon.
Ultimately, we are kind of prisoners of an economic system that makes it really hard for us to go about our daily lives without causing environmental harm.
Maris says it's counterproductive to obsess over individual perfection.
Those of us who can afford to buy these really green things or have the kind of enough leisure time to do this research, then we start to judge or become alienated from people who are just poor or overworked and aren't able to make these sort of super sustainable lifestyle choices.
She says the burden of sustainability or ethical business operations has to fall on institutions, companies, and governments, that they have a lot more power than individual consumers. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.